JM in the AM. We're on a flight, believe it or not. Broadcasting from the air on a Wednesday morning broadcast of JM in the AM. An annual tradition, Baruch Hashem, with our friends at Nefesh B'Nefesh. Row 7 has turned into a radio studio so that we can meet some of the Olim, some of the people that are actually making this move to Israel and declaring that the future of the Jewish people is in the state of Israel. And that includes Galia Wexler, who is with us, sitting in our makeshift studio aboard this El Al flight. Shalom and Mazal Tov to you.
Shalom. Thank you so much.
You've probably been accepting a lot of Mazal Tov wishes over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
are there some people very close to you who wish you Mazal Tov, but they've got that tug in their heart, they've got that painful experience that obviously they're going to miss you 6,000 miles away?
Yeah, definitely my family, my immediate family, and also my extended family who are still in the U.S. And a bunch of people are like, don't go, but also I'm jealous. So,
how many years did it take to make this decision?
Not long. The first time I visited Israel was when I was 14 with my mom.
That was the first time you were ever there?
Yeah. And immediately fell in love with the country and, you know, had always considered Aliyah throughout high school. And then when I got to college, I was like, for sure, this is for me. And then when I started college in the fall of 2019, so then when COVID hit and, you know, everyone had nothing to do but sit at home alone with their thoughts, I was like, for sure, this is exactly what I want to be doing. And now here I am.
So has college been completed already in the U.S., or is this something you're going to be pursuing in Israel?
Yes, I graduated in December with a history degree.
Oh, mazal tov. And what are the plans? Is it going to be work? Is it going to be, what's the plan for Israel?
So I'm hopefully going to be working. That is still a process. But I'm looking to continue the work I've done in the Jewish nonprofit world, engaging with students, talking about anti-Semitism, love of Israel, all those great things.
Boy,
so,
you know, we love the fact that you're moving to Israel, but you know we need a lot of you, a lot of your types in the United States right now to fight these battles and to really be at the forefront of the issues that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I have a lot of great colleagues in the U.S. who are doing great work, but I'm happy to be on the beach in Tel Aviv.
You actually interned at the World Jewish Congress.
I did.
They're always involved in the issues you just described.
Yes, they're great. Shout out to the Next Gen team. Yeah, working. I was there for 8 months between when I graduated and last week. And really, it was an incredible experience. The organization does such incredible work that I think most of the Jewish community benefits from and yet doesn't realize that they benefit from. I didn't know what the World Jewish Congress was until I was an adult, and I didn't realize like how intensely they help the global Jewish community. And working there was just an absolute pleasure.
And the truth is that as much as someone could be familiar, once you're an insider, you see so much more of what they're able to do.
Yeah.
And they have great leadership there. We should mention, by the way, you're from White Plains, where people are always curious not only about the educational background, but about your geography. It's a community that has a good Zionist feel, right?
Yeah, so White Plains, if you're not familiar, is a suburb of New York City.
Westchester.
Yes, big Jewish community, several different shuls of all different denominations, very close, active Jewish community, lots of Jewish schools in the area. I, like most of the kids in the area, went to Jewish summer camp. And very, very strong emphasis on Zionism and love of Israel. And so that definitely helped push me in this right direction.
And according to my notes, when you get to Israel, you will not be the first member of your family to actually live in the Holy Land.
Correct.
Explain that.
So I have some extended family there, a couple cousins who made Aliyah about 10 years ago. And then I have some more distant family technically, but our relationship is very close, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them when I land and getting to spend some more time with
them. And you have roots in the Holy Land that predates the state, right?
Yes.
And we're told that your grandfather moved to Palestine in the 1920s.
Not my grandfather.
Oh, it was not your
grandfather. No, but some of my relatives who are there,
right,
their branch of the family has been there since the 1920s.
Got it. Okay. We're not always prepared with 100% accurate information, but hey.
Pretty close. Pretty impressive, the things you got.
There's no question that there's an established branch of the family that's been in Israel for quite a while. Now, what happens, I mean, you mentioned, of course, friends and relatives who have a variety of things to say to you as you get ready for this big trip, and you've heard a lot over the last few weeks, but what about those your age who might have been influenced by your decision? Do you meet others, or are you having an effect on those your age from White Plains and other areas who are like, wow, if Galia's considering this and actually going ahead with this, I might want to consider it?
I think so. Well, I have a lot of friends who are like, oh my God, that's amazing, I'm so jealous, blah, blah, blah. But I have one friend who I can tell when she talks about the possibility of moving to Israel, like, she has that in her. And I really think she might do it one day, and I hope she does.
One of the themes.
I hope all my friends do.
Amen to that. One of the and hopefully in a very positive, happy state, not because they're escaping from somewhere.
Yes,
as has, you know, been the case with so many prior generations. We have a slogan that we've been saying for years on this program, which is the future of the Jewish peoples in the state of Israel. I always marvel that people like you get that. Not everyone does. Why do you think you understand that so well?
I think a lot of it was my upbringing and my education. My parents and my grandparents put a very strong emphasis on Zionism growing up. And I also went to Solomon Schechter and Camp Ramah, which also just taught us to love Israel, to appreciate Israel, to know about Israel. And even though, you know, everything about it and every minute of it isn't perfect and isn't amazing, it's something that we should care about, and I think that's helped influence why I think it's so important and what drove me to make Aliyah.
Fantastic. Galia, mazal tov to you. Thanks so much
Thank
for joining
you.
Us here today.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And I hope you have an amazing experience in Israel. It sounds like you're ready for that.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Galia Wexler, everybody, from White Plains, New York, among the young people here who are heading to Israel on this flight. And I thank you very, very much. More